Welcome to our Friday edition of Community Tides, coming to you as we always do during the noon hour on alternate Fridays. This is Chris Bricker, along with my co-host Siobhan Canty, President and CEO of Jefferson Community Foundation. Hi, Siobhan.
Hi, Chris. Great to be with you again.
Oh, no. Let's see. Let's find out you're on another mic. Try that now.
It's great to be with you again.
Okay, I don't know which one it is, but I'm going to put them all up. We have it switched around here. Well, we have a special guest today, and you know, we meet to discuss new developments and new paradigms and the new normal for our communities as we move into the months ahead. And today we have Megan Kaflin on the line. And she is
one of the co-founders of the Production Alliance, and also we have the fortunate opportunity of working with her at the Community Foundation. But today's topic is the Production Alliance.
And Megan and I sort of go back a ways, ever since Standing Rock, actually. I guess when we first met one another, we were on the media crew, so to speak, there. And Megan, let's see if you are on the line.
I'm right here.
There you are. Well, it's so good to have you here on Community Tides. And there's lots to talk about. We're going to talk about the Production Alliance and lots of exciting things happening there.
With this beautiful weather happening, Chris, everyone's dying to get outside and get back to our events. We all know what an event community we have here. And I think what a lot of people don't know is that there's this amazing network of mostly young creative entrepreneurs who are working in our community to make sure all of those events run smoothly, are joyous, are safe, and that is the Production Alliance. And I just think it's so important that we know about our local creative community. So, Megan, I just wanted to invite you to maybe introduce folks to the Production Alliance. Tell them about some of the events that you work on.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much, Siobhan and Chris, for welcoming us back. We are very excited to get back to the business of building community through celebration in 2021. And the Production Alliance really is all about creating joy, inspiring engagement, and building resilient communities. When we're able to come together joyously, as Siobhan said, and celebrate life's ups and downs, figure out how to network with our neighbors so that we can support each other, we're able to move forward on those bigger topics, those more serious challenges facing our community, with that foundation of positivity and relationship. So that's really what we're about here at the Production Alliance.
So tell us a little bit about how you do that. I love that mission.
So TPA upholds cultural heritage and sense of place as conduits for positive social change and improves quality of life here in Washington's Quimper Peninsula. And what that really means is that the land that we're on and creating relationships with the Native American community, looking internally into our community and looking at all of the diverse cultural heritage that are part of our community's fabric and lifting those up. And then kind of what joins us all is this sense of place, this beautiful, majestic Quimper Peninsula, just the vibe of Jefferson County that we all feel when we're here, and kind of playing those two off each other and like creating that ripple effect, that vibration. So we're able to really resonate that positive social change.
Well, there's definitely a vibration going on out there, I have to tell you. When you say Production Alliance, what is that alliance, Megan?
So the Production Alliance is really an homage to all of the individuals that are a part of the events, festivals, and gatherings that are key to Jefferson County's cultural identity. It's not about one individual. It's not about one event. It is about the network and the creative partnerships that bring these amazing gatherings forward. So the Production Alliance has the opportunity to work under Stronger Towns, which is a fantastic incubator here in town for nonprofits. Myself, I'm the Director of Development for the Production Alliance. I work with Danny Mulholland, who is our Director of Operations. Kyoto Sage, who's our director of technology, and Dan Anderson, who is our manager of public safety. And then we get to work with a whole network. We get to work with over 40 local businesses, 32 nonprofit organizations, 12 public agencies. We have about 125 regional artists and entrepreneurs who regularly contribute to our event. And of course, the creme de la creme, the golden asset, we have over 250 adults and youth volunteers, and all of them represent the Alliance.
So I don't know that a lot of people know about the Alliance, but I do know a lot of people know about the events that you all work on. So maybe you could just share some of the ones some folks might recognize.
Absolutely. So as we all know, 2020 was a pretty devastating blow to the events and festivals, arts and culture sector here in Jefferson County. That isolation is really difficult for our community. It was really difficult for TPA, and we just love the tenacious innovation, that ability to pivot that a lot of organizations made to kind of maintain those connections through digital events. But I think we're all over being on the computer. And so we're really happy to bring in-person events back this year. And a couple of our traditions will be returning, which, of course, kicks off the season with Cake Picnic. It'll be our 8th annual Cake Picnic. And that culminates at the end of the Grand Rhododendron Festival Parade. We serve thousands of slices of free cake. There's free music. It's an all-ages, all-peoples inclusive event. We just want to take all of that wonderful energy that's now, you know, culminating at the end of the parade and just keep it going. It's a perfect time for a party.
And Megan, just so some people might not know that the Roadie Parade and the Cake Picnic are happening, and they're happening August 14th. So I just wanted to make sure folks knew about that.
And not only that, I like cake, Megan. And I'm always wondering who's baking the cake. What's going on behind the scenes before that cake shows up?
Absolutely. Well, the wonderful food co-op is a sponsor of all of our season of events, but really is a great partner for us on Cake Picnic. So we get all local ingredients to make those cakes. And then our fabulous head baker, which is Kellen Lynch, longtime member of our community here. He leads a whole slew of volunteer community bakers, and they come up each year with new recipes. There's always a gluten-free option. We work on vegan options as well, and then we work on just good old traditional, like, butter, fat, sugar cake, too. So I don't even know yet what we're going to come up with this year, but it's always guaranteed to be pretty tasty.
Well, for our listeners out there, Kellen Lynch can not only cook, he can organize. And it seems to me that, especially with the array of cake coming out of the kitchen, that's just a pretty amazing feat. And I'm also curious, who had the original idea for the Cake Picnic?
So our team, so Danny Mulholland saw the opportunity for, you know, a culmination of the Rhododendron Parade. You have this great energy, you know, starting in uptown and moving downtown and then just kind of dissipating. And what we wanted to do in creating Cake Picnic is to find a way to kind of cap that and you know, keep it resonating. And then also to honor the cultural heritage of our tribal members who called this place home first. And that had a lot to do with honoring visiting tribes, potlatching, and what we bring forward with Cake Picnic is a way to honor all of those wonderful bands and other princesses, families, and everybody that's visiting that weekend and offer them the treat of free cake out of respect and gratitude for them coming and being part of our community.
It really does bring the community together. And I sorry to throw you off on a tangent there, but I like cake.
Who doesn't?
All right, what else you got there, Megan? There's a lot more things going on.
Absolutely, yeah. So after Cake Picnic, we're going to move into All County Picnic in Place, which is going to be August 21st and 22nd this year. It's our 9th annual All-County Picnic, and it is really a celebration of community resilience and emergency preparedness, which I know sometimes can be like, wah, wah, that doesn't sound like a lot of fun. But as we saw with COVID, as we've seen with previous years of things like forest fire, drought, flooding, other natural disasters, it's really important for us to talk with our neighbors. Again, talk with our local leaders. Be prepared in case of emergency. And the All-County Picnic has always been a way these past 8 years for us to kind of bring fun and free corn and music and, you know, that again, that sense of community that you're not alone in a crisis. It's about those networks that we create in advance to be safe.
I like corn too, Megan. And
you'll find there's a food element in most of our events.
It's the best corn around, you know. But you're right about that whole opportunity for people to communicate, to get together, and it's just wonderful, you know. I mean, we're done zooming. Finally.
Oh, are we done zooming? And Chris, you're going to be really excited about the next two events if you were excited about the last two, because they also feature food, I think. Farm tour, well, apple, you know, and cider festival.
Yeah, a little more.
Chris is going to start following you around.
go for the greens.
Excellent. Yeah, so you'll see again when we talk about that upholding cultural heritage. Food is so much a part of every culture. It's a really great way for us to express not only ourselves and our people, but also our connection to the land. Again, that sense of place. And so the Jefferson County Farm Tour and the Olympic Apple and Cider Festival, those are in September and in October, and those get to honor those two pieces, where we come from, what our connection to the land is, what we produce and harvest from the land, and how we put that out there into the world, both to create relationships and to create commerce, and to just celebrate all of that cycle of life there.
You know, the people here are really in love with the land in a healthy way. And I would, on the farm tour, you get introduced, if you haven't been already, you get introduced to so many things. You get introduced to seeds, you get introduced to sustainable agriculture, you get to get introduced to permaculture, you get introduced to responsibly raised mammals.
Livestock?
Livestock, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's
yep.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's just, it's really a good thing.
Well, I just love pulling together all of the people working on these events. It makes it so much more efficient and connecting all of these things so that each piece makes more sense in terms of the whole schedule throughout the year. I'm sorry, you were getting ready to say?
Oh, I was just saying, you know, yeah, exactly. You beat me to it, Siobhan. Is an event like Farm Tour, again, is not just me or Danny, and it's not just that one event, Farm Tour. We have a steering committee that comes together, and it is made up of farms and farmers, WSU, the Jefferson Land Trust, and again, our wonderful sponsors backing those events. Enjoy Olympic Peninsula and Chimicum Corner Farm Stands and Carl's Building Supply. I mean, there's this wonderful connection between the volunteer effort to bring an event around the business and economic effort of, you know, supporting something that is so part of a pillar of our economy. And then again, just all of the love that comes in, all the passion and creativity that comes in from each of those folks dedicating time to an event, because it's not just about the event happening. It's about the resounding effect of that event, that it's strengthening our community when we come together in celebration.
So I know, too, that you all have a huge amount of equipment to make these events happen. You have, I know, new tents. We want to hear about Tentacity. But you also have things like wine glasses and tablecloths and all of these things. And if I understand correctly, you lend those out to arts and culture organizations so that they can all share those supplies. Is that right?
Well, there's a bit of nuance there. And so Tentacity is our newest program. Tentacity is a partnership between CPA and the city of Port Townsend and Jefferson County. We had the opportunity to apply for grant funding through the CARES Act dollars that trickled down into Jefferson County. And we worked with about 15 leaders from the arts and culture sector to identify what types of equipment and assets were needed to help, again, those events and festivals so key to our culture, key to our economy, recover. And what we landed on were these wonderful outdoor festival tents and things like heaters, things like sanitation amenities, hand washing stations, sanitizing stations, all these great lights and stages and awesome stuff that, yes, that the arts and culture sector can rent at an at-cost price for the next couple of years while we recover in that. And then we have a great relationship with Jefferson Community Foundation, and we took over the lending library from Jefferson Community Foundation, which are a variety of catering items, things like tablecloths and wine glasses and things like that. And that is a free item that folks can contact us for, and we can either add that to your event at no cost, or they can come pick those up as they need them.
Got to tell you, for any organization, any nonprofit organization doing an event, I can tell you that from my own experience, that cost sometimes really eats into what you're able to make as a benefit to the organization. So I think that's just really a great idea. And what an array of tents you guys got there listed. And I'm wondering who sets them up. How does that all happen? Who tears them down? What? There's a lot going on behind the scenes there. Besides the tent just showing up.
Yeah, there. Well, it's a 40x40 stake tent and a 30x40 suspension tent. And so, no, it takes a few of us. It takes a few of us. And again, that's about that arts and culture sector economic recovery. Is what we're able to do through the grant funding with Tentacity is to put local individuals to work. So we've created about a 10-person crew, and it doesn't always take all 10 of us to put a tent up, kind of depends on the scenario, but that's creating a paid wage position for that 10-person crew that as arts and culture organizations reach out, as nonprofit organizations reach out and say, hey, we'd like these amenities, we'd like this equipment for our event, we get to call our crew up and activate them and create a paid opportunity for them to come out and not only, you know, get a paid gig, but to participate in a great event, participate in that community building.
So I'm so glad that you came on today, Megan, because I think all of us go to these amazing events and we don't really take the time to stop and think how all of them are being produced and functioning. And to know that you and so many other creative entrepreneurs in our community are coming together in such an efficient and thoughtful way and such an appropriate way locally, I'm just so grateful for everything that you all are doing. And I hope if you're listening and you're going to an event, you'll keep your eyes out for the TPA crew. Give them a big thanks from all of us as we enjoy and as our tourist visitors enjoy these events. And Megan, how can folks learn more about TPA if they want to?
Yeah, so we're available online and on social media. You can find us at theproductionalliance.org.
And Megan, we have 30 seconds left. And I'd like you to tell us what's most dear to your heart about the Production Alliance.
I think it just comes back to the relationship. It's wonderful to see everyone at an event, from a baby in someone's arms to an elder who's been in the community for 80 years. And both of them are dancing. Both of them are eating that delicious free cake. And to see that multi-generational connection, that's what community building is about for us.
Well, thank you so much, Megan Kaplan. You are the Director of Development for the Production Alliance. I want to thank you so much for joining us, Siobhan and I, today.
Thank you, Megan.
All right. And we'll
thank
see
you both.
All right. And we'll see you all in 2 weeks on Community Tides.